Records. And I think I did do a feature of one of their other newer albums a few months ago. So their stuff's really good. Right now, I'm going to start the show off a little bit slower, and then it's going to build and it's going to get a little bit quicker, I think, throughout the hour. I'm going to start with something by Ligeti, composed by Ligeti. A lot of people say Ligeti, Ligeti. He's not actually Italian. He is a Hungarian composer, born in 1923 and died actually a few years ago in 2006. And this piece is called Atmospheres, and it's actually... My friend brought over a record player, so I finally had a record player, and we could play all these records we'd hung up on our wall. And one of them was Space Odyssey, and this was on that record, and it's such a good piece. We actually studied in theory in school, too. And it has to do a lot with, deals a lot with transposing masses of semitones up and down through various sounding, different types of instruments, so it all sounds very different, different timbres. And, Ligeti also has music in Eyes Wide Shut. I don't know if anyone's seen that. The organ player has to play blindfolded. And it goes like, da, 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 like the whole time. I mean, the actual piece has a lot more to it. But let me just play this. I'll play Atmospheres, and then we'll hear more from Torngat. All right, welcome back to the show, and that was Atmospheres by Ligeti. I'm going to play something by Torngut next. This is called L'École Pénitentiaire, and it's from their new album, Le Petit Nicole. Following that, I'll be playing something by the Vegetable Orchestra. My roommates just got back from Europe, and they were fortunate enough to see the Vegetable Orchestra, as well as, I think, eat some of the vegetables they had played on. But this orchestra started as a one-time thing, as sort of like a joke, making instruments out of vegetables and playing music with it. But pretty soon they started to get invited to little gigs here and there and like private events. And the feedback was so good, they decided just to make an album. So now they've been together for 10 years and they're touring a lot. And they're under the Transacoustic Research record label. So I'll be playing a track from their album, and which actually I borrowed the CD from my roommate, but I don't actually have the case with me, so I don't know what the album's called, but I'll get back to you guys on that. Anyway, but first, here is Torngut.
Every Monday and Friday, something extraordinary goes on at CITR. It's the scramble to put together a news show that offers an alternate view of the headlines. News 101 brings you the latest in news from around campus and the world. So if you're tired of the same old take on the world around you, listen to News 101. That's every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. on CITR.
Thank you. Some of those vegetables sounded pretty spitty. I don't know if I'd want to eat them after hearing a performance, but hey, I mean, maybe they're just better seasoned. Okay, well, let's move on. That was the Vegetable Orchestra, if you're wondering, if you're just tuning in. Next, I'll be playing... Oh, actually, I wanted to announce a couple shows that are coming up. First of all, tonight at the Biltmore, Wolf Eyes and Black Dice are playing. And that should be a really fun show. So you should definitely check that out if you have time. Also, on Thursday, this is what I'm really torn about. There are two things on Thursday, of course, at the same exact time, that I want to see. And this always happens. This always happens. There'll be nothing for a while, and then everything happens at once, but whatever. At Vivo, which is on Main around 4th, I think, they have... Let me get this up. It's Her Jazz Women's Studies. And so it starts at 8:30, and... it's like a $5 to $10 sliding scale admission. And there will be a DJ following, and also performances by Brady Marks, Dinka Pinion, Bon Maman, and the Her Jazz and Dance Group Practice Collaboration. Also, there'll be a craft fair and installation works by AJ Rose Bond, Yuriko Iga, and Amberly Rachel, and other women from Her Jazz. And this is presented by the Her Jazz Collective and Vivo Media Arts. And Her Jazz is really cool. It's a noise collective based in Vancouver here. And they're basically trying to encourage more women to play that sort of like noise music and improvise and just make noise in general. And I went to go jam with them actually a few weeks ago. They jam on Wednesdays. And it was really cool. Like, you just go in there and you just play what you want. And it's really relaxed. And... it was super fun. So I really want to see that, especially with the craft fair installation stuff. I'm really interested in that. But also on Thursday at the Western Front, let me pull that up here, Charlotte Hug is performing, let's see, Andervelten. And so this is like $15 at the door, $12 in advance, or $10 for members and students. And she plays viola and sings, and her performance is... played off a 3D room score in which she will interact with the physicality of the room and of what's around her. It sounds really interesting. Singing and viola playing. She's performed in many really strange... Let's see. She's performed in caverns of the Rhone Glacier, in a half-exploded bunker in Berlin, and in the caverns of hot springs in Baden, Switzerland. So, anyway, that should be really super interesting, too. So I really don't know. Ugh. Anyway. Now you have to make the decision as well. All right. What am I playing now? Let's see. Let's have another track by Torngat. This one's called Afternoon Moon Pie. And following that, I'll be playing something from Flatter Society. And this is also... brought to my attention by my roommate. I don't actually have their newer album, but the radio station does have Isms. Flatter Society is really cool. They're really creative. They are a Belgian big band founded by Peter Vermeersch, and they've been around for like 12 years or so, and they're on Zonk Records, which is also founded by Vermeersch. And the track I'll be playing is called Pune. So they're really fun. Anyway, but first, here's Torngat.
Thank you.
Brace yourselves. All right, welcome back to the rib. So that was crazy. Next up, I'll be playing something again by our feature, Torngat. And this track is called 6:23 p.m. Following that, I'll be playing something by Matmus. And this is all stuff I've been listening to at home. I just realized that. It's totally. This is from the album The Rose Has Teeth in the Mouth of a Beast. And Matmus is a duo from the States doing some electronic music. This is their, I think, craziest album. It's, let's see, it's their fifth full length. And it's basically sound portraits. And this one, the first track, which is called Roses and Teeth, is for Ludwig Wittgenstein. The album actually came with portraits done by artists like Dan Close and others. But actually, the ninth track on this album is Rag for William S. Burroughs, which should be interesting. But this is the one I wanted to play, the first track. So I'll be playing Torngat first. Following that, Matmus.
Thank you. A newborn child has no teeth. A goose has no teeth. A rose has no teeth. This last, at any rate, one would like to say, is obviously true. It is even surer than that a goose has none, and yet it is not so clear. For where should a rose's teeth have been? The goose has none in its jaw, and neither, of course, has it any in its wings. But no one means that when he says it has no teeth. Why, suppose one were to say, the cow chews its food and then dungs the rose with it. So, the rose has teeth in the mouth of a beast. The rose has teeth in the mouth of a beast.
The rose has teeth in the mouth of a beast.
The rose has teeth in the mouth of a beast.
This would not be absurd because one has no notion in advance where to look for teeth in a rose. Connection with
pain in someone else's body.
Zusammenhang mit Schmerzen im Körper des anderen.
Pain in someone else's body.
Of a beast. The rose has teeth in the mouth of a beast.
The rose has teeth in the mouth of a beast.
The rose has teeth in the mouth of a beast.
So we only have a few minutes left today. Let's see. I'm going to be playing a couple more tracks. One of them is by Torngat, and it's called Turtle Eyes and Fierce Rabbit. And lastly, I'll be playing a track from Call the City, their new EP, and the track's called Don't You Wish. This is, was it last week or a couple weeks? I don't know. A little while ago, I was at the Western Front to see a concert, and I was chatting with Ben Wilson, who's a drummer for Call the City, and also he's involved with the Western Front. And he handed me the CD, so I thought, you know, it's a little bit upbeat. I'll put it at the end of the show. So anything else that I have to go over? Oh, yeah. What else is coming up today? There's a fill-in at 5. Well, we're going to play news at 5. And then Career Fast Track at 5:30 with Philip D. This Side of Monday with Becky S. at 6 o'clock. 7:30 is Radio Free GAC with Gary K. Followed by V Jazz Show, 9 o'clock with Gavin Walker. Okay, so after a short announcement, we'll be hearing Torngat.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
We'll be right back.
Okay, enough time for one more track. So here's Call the City, and I'll be back next week. Thanks for listening. Bye, folks.
BBC World Service.
You've survived the tackles, battled past your rivals, and made it to the final. Now, everything depends on just one kick.
Barcelona versus Manchester United.
The Champions League final. Live.
Wednesday evening from 7:30.
Because every kick counts with the BBC.
Join me, Mark Coles, when I meet a giant of African music, the Senegalese musician Baba Mal. That's on the Strand, Thursday at 9:30 a.m.
You're with the BBC.